Locker room chats continuing on here, KNZA 103.9. We talk Royal Valley, sponsored by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, joined by Royal Valley head coach, that is David Boucher. Coach, five games into the regular season now, we're down to the final 3 weeks. You got a very challenging stretch coming up, and it starts here with Topeka Hayden, but another challenge last week. You took on a Houlton team that's really been firing since the first game of the year, 48-15 the final score. Just what were a few key takeaways from that game, and what were the Wildcats able to do to kind of slow you down a little bit?
Well, first of all, you know, Houlton is a really good team, coached with great coaches and long tradition, especially since the late 90s. But I thought, you know, we were able to move the ball consistently. We were able to move the ball. We were inside the 10. Had to settle for a field goal in the second quarter that would have made it 14-3. We get it blocked. We get a stop. The very next possession, we go down and score and make it 14-8 with a field goal. Maybe it's 14-11 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. And that really, I really thought we were able to move the ball. And, you know, we had almost 300 yards total offense. And where we need to make improvements on are on the defensive end. We give up 400 yards and 48 points and give up the score with 12 seconds left in the first half. It's kind of not a backbreaker because we get the ball to start the half right there. But, it definitely we allowed momentum to shift, and we had momentum against them for most of the second quarter.
One thing I do like to ask coaches once we get to about this point in the year is how's the health of the team right now? It's very up and down for some coaches, but how's the team health-wise, you know, as we're coming down the final stretch here of the regular season?
It's, one of the reasons why the field goal got blocked is our right guard has a broken foot and played on a broken foot a week ago, but couldn't manage that. We didn't know it was broken at the time. He didn't either. He's just a really tough kid, great kid for us. And so he's out, so we had to find a replacement. And then my right tackle injures his ankle in the first quarter versus Houlton. So we've got a new right guard, new right tackle, and that's where Houlton comes up through and gets the field goal block. And so we're having some struggles, especially with a couple of linemen. The ankle, it's just a sprained ankle, so he'll be back. And some things, and we have some sickness like anybody else. But overall, it's a fairly healthy team. We've got a couple of broken bones in our JV freshman group, but from a varsity standpoint, we're pretty healthy.
Royal Valley down the stretch will get Hayden, also Jeff West, and Perry LeCompton. It starts with the Wildcats this week, and we'll talk about that matchup right after this here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley head coach, that is David Boucher. It is presented by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, you get a very challenging game. It's really been no different. It's been a challenging schedule all year. Topeka Hayden now the opponent. Whatever publication you want to look at, considered a top three team in class 3A. The Wildcats have played a very tough schedule. They're 5-0. They beat Perry LeCompton last week. What jumps off the page here about this Hayden team?
They're well coached. Coach Arnold does a good job down there. Their offensive line is big, and they move, and they block well for each other. Their backs are skilled and make good moves, and they execute their offense and what they're asked to do. It's always something you look for is do they win just based on talent, or do they win because of execution? And they definitely check both boxes. Defensively, they play a sound football, and they run to the ball, and they play hard, and they play with attitude, and it poses a real tough challenge for us.
Is there, maybe scheme-wise, something they do, whether it's offense or defense, that is kind of maybe comparable to a team that you're used to seeing in the Big 7? I mean, at least from that regard, is there some similarities, or is this something completely different?
From a Big 7, it's really kind of a different scheme. But from our previous schedule, they're similar to Riley County. Outside zone, wing T type of pin and pull stuff on offense. Defensively, there's really not too many people in the Big 7 that run a 4-4 anymore. Nemaha used to, but they're on off front now. So really, it's kind of a different team, completely different team on defense, and a completely different team from the Big Seven. But from a couple weeks ago, they're very similar offensively to what Riley County wanted to do.
How hard is it to kind of replicate the preparation this week with the scout team when it's a team of this caliber and they just have like a different kind of level of talent? Is it super hard? How does that kind of work?
It's very similar to it's really not talent, you know. Really not. I mean, because you're never going to, I mean, if your JV can replicate the talent of the opposing varsity, it's not a game that, you know, that's going to be competitive anyway. But from a scheme standpoint, our offense, single wing, and wing T, what Hayden runs now, I mean, those are hard offenses to replicate as far as speed, how they execute and where they're hitting holes. It's not as, you know, I feel like it's easier to replicate a spread offense where you kind of throw an out and that's an out. A wing T style offense or a single wing style offense or our inside outside Billy series style offense, I think is harder because not very many people do that. And so it takes very specific. It's kind of harder to teach your JV scout team guys how to do those things.
What are the expectations and just what do you want to see out of your team this Friday?
Same old thing. We want to be beacons of hope for our community. We want to continue to be good young people. We want to play with class. We want to win with class. We want to lose with class. We want to win and lose together. We want to have fun. But it's also we want to come off the ball. We need to execute at a little higher pace. All across the board, all 11 pistons firing at the same time. On defense, we want to continue to rally the ball and play with great effort and with great discipline, with our eyes, with our feet, and being where we need to be. And at the end of the day, if the scoreboard doesn't show that we had success, we can, you know, chalk some things up that we had success along the way. And if we do the right things for long enough over a long period of time, then the scoreboard will show that we have success as well. So either way, you know, focus on what we can control, which is our effort, our attitude, and our discipline.
Great stuff as always. David Boucher, head coach at Royal Valley. Our conversations with the coach each week brought to you by Houghton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Starts with Hayden this Friday. Regular season will wrap up with Jeff West and Perry LeCompton a couple weeks after that. Coach, good luck at Hayden on Friday. Go get him. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.